Good morning. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then our Wednesday night Bible study meets at 7 p.m. You can check us out on the internet by going to www.independencebaptist.org. You'll find much information there concerning our church. Last Sunday morning, we began to preach on the subject of the establishment of the Lord's church. Last Sunday morning's message was concerning, are all churches alike? We read in the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, that Jesus said this, "And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." We noticed last time that Jesus Christ spoke to the Apostle Peter. Jesus Christ was pointing his finger at Peter, and he said, "You are Peter." And then Jesus turned around, and he turned that finger away from Peter and pointed it toward himself. And he said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." You know, the power of prevailing against all odds is in Christ. It's not in Peter. Peter is a little stone. All the apostles are just little stones. But Jesus Christ is the rock of ages. It's Jesus that we trust in for our salvation. You know, it's Jesus that we all pray to. It's Jesus Christ and not Peter, right? Now, last time's message was concerning, are all churches alike? And, of course, they're not all alike because of the establishment of each one of those churches. But this morning, we want to take up a new subject. We want to study the establishment of the first church. And when did Jesus Christ first begin his church? The Bible states that Jesus Christ actually began his church before the day of Pentecost. That's evident. That's plain. Jesus Christ said, "Upon this rock," and Jesus Christ is the rock of ages, "that I will build my kind of church." That's what Jesus is saying here. Think of this, that the early church had the gospel message before the day of Pentecost. Think of this. The book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1 through 4, I think the Bible makes this very clear. The Bible says, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ." Now, I'm reading in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. Notice what the Bible says. "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare you the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins." And that's exactly what John did. John preached Jesus Christ. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. But notice in Mark chapter 1, verse 1 through 4, the Bible says, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God." When did the gospel begin? It was before the day of Pentecost. Now, on the day of Pentecost, there were many people that were saved. There was many people that was added to the first church. But the church was already there before the day of Pentecost ever came along. Actually, the gospel was already there because the Bible says the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. When did that take place? The Bible says, as it is written in the prophets, and so the gospel only followed what the Bible said. And the Bible said, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare you the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight. That was John. And John preached He was a messenger of God. And he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he baptized believers before the day of Pentecost. Think of that. Number two, the first church had baptized believers before the day of Pentecost. John chapter 4, verse 1 through 4, reads this way. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, and then it's a parenthetical expression beginning in verse 2, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Listen to what I'm saying here. Is that the first church, that the church that Jesus started during his personal ministry, this first church had baptized believers in it before the day of Pentecost. Let me read this once again. In the book of John, chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible says, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John. Verse 2 states, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. You know, these verses refer to John chapter 3 and verse 22. And John 3:22 states this, after these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. Notice very carefully the reading of these verses, because it's important that we see what God has to say. Notice, in John chapter 4, verse 2, the Bible says, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. In John chapter 3, verse 22, the Bible states, and Jesus came and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. These verses ought to prove to any thinking person that Jesus Christ did organize his church during his own personal ministry, not on the day of Pentecost, and it certainly wasn't organized after the day of Pentecost. You know, think about it, that any church whatsoever, if a church believes that their church began on the day of Pentecost, or it began after that, then they're wrong. Because Jesus Christ started his kind of church. That's what the Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. That proves it. And that there were baptized people in the church that was baptized by the church before the day of Pentecost. Notice, in the book of Acts, chapter 1, and verse 22, the Bible states this, beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from among us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And Acts, chapter 1, verse 22, this is before the day of Pentecost. And before the day of Pentecost, they had to choose an apostle to take the place of Judas, who betrayed Christ. And Peter says that beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. This verse conclusively proves that the first church picked an apostle to replace Judas, and Judas had killed himself. Think of that. The Bible states in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 15, that there were about 120 members of the first church. That's what the Bible says. And that's before the day of Pentecost. Also, in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 15 through 17, Jesus asked, saying, whom say ye that I am? Peter here answered for the group, replying that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus then replied to the group, specifically stating that Simon Peter, that they were all saved, not because of something they had done, but because the Father had revealed himself to them. And Jesus Christ did start his kind of church during his own personal ministry before the day of Pentecost. Now you think about it. We've given you 2 points. Well, let's go on to the third one. Did you understand that the first church had an organization? The first church even had a treasurer before the day of Pentecost. It was an organization. It was a true church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the treasurer was wrong. The treasurer was lost. But the church was right. Notice what the Bible says. In the book of John, chapter 13, verse 29, the Bible states, "For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor." Now, in this passage, the Bible states that before the day of Pentecost, because Judas had the bag, Judas was the treasurer of the church, and Jesus had said unto him, Buy something for the poor, or buy something that we have need of against the feast. Do something. They didn't know, but they were sure that Jesus had control of everything. And that is a very important point. Oftentimes, a point that's misread. It should not be. But Jesus Christ had full control of the church. He had full control of all of the money. But Jesus Christ had appointed one, Judas the betrayer, who took care of all of that. And Judas really did a good job until the very last, when his true colors revealed themselves. Point number 4 is this. The church that Jesus started then, before the day of Pentecost, had exactly the same head as it has today. That head is Christ. Notice in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 25 through 27, you know, Christ preached as the church's head, and the apostles preached as his voice through the church. That's what the Bible says. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 through 27 states, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved," what? "The church." Notice that. Christ loved the church. Do you think that Christ loved the apostles? Do you think that he did? Why, sure he did. Why? Because the church was established before the day of Pentecost. Jesus Christ didn't start loving his church on the day of Pentecost. He didn't do that at all. But Jesus Christ loved his church before the day of Pentecost. The Bible says that he gave himself for it. Notice what the Bible is saying here. "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." When did Jesus Christ die? Before Pentecost? Or after? Or during? Well, it's very clear, isn't it, that Jesus Christ died before the day of Pentecost. Jesus Christ loved his church before the day of Pentecost. It's very plain. Why? Why did he do that? "That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word." Jesus Christ loved his church, and he gave himself for that church. "That he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." No doubt about it, that Jesus Christ started his own kind of church during his own personal ministry. Well, we see that our time is to pray from us once again this morning. The Lord willing, we'll continue this message next Sunday morning. Thank you now for listening.